truckerrandyhealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Continuing on with the information I researched. Information that I researched over the weekend. Let's see, at my next break, I got to respond to this person real quick. Let's see, 9:59 a.m. Let's see, get back to this here. All right, very good. That went out. One of the things you have to look at, let's see. Nope, that went to the wrong person. Okay, very good. One of the things that this process exposes is whether or not somebody voted for you when you requested an absentee ballot. You're not going to use the absentee ballot. You fully intend to vote on election day. You get your absentee ballot. You don't open it. You go to your polling place on election day, Tuesday, November 5th, 9 weeks from today. I misspoke earlier. It's 9 weeks from today. And basically what you do is you fill out an application for a ballot. You approach the election inspector. You ask for a ballot. They check the poll book and they go, wait a minute, you got an absentee ballot. Yes, I did. But you didn't turn it back in. No, I have it right here. I forgot. I actually then decided to vote in person. No problem. They have a form for you to surrender that absentee ballot and to get a what they call a provisional ballot to vote in person. You sign a form. You do it. You hand them back the absentee ballot they mailed you. You're good to go. But what happens if they tell you you already voted? You get there after work on election day, Tuesday, November 5th. You have dinner at home. You go to vote and they say you already voted. And you say, no, I didn't. Well, according to our record, somebody voted in your name. Well, here's the absentee ballot you mailed me unopened. I never opened it. How could that happen? They're befuddled. They don't know. They look at you. You look at them. Hold on. I need to make a phone call. You go outside. You go outside, call the sheriff's office, not 911, but the actual office number, and tell them you'd like to have a deputy show up and take a complaint. You want to file a police report. Of stolen identity. Somebody stole my identity. They come. You fill out your report. Now you've made record of it. You're not going to be allowed to vote. Because somebody voted in your name on your behalf. Now this does not happen a lot. But it does happen quite a bit. Especially in Wayne County, Michigan. Charlie LaDuff, investigative reporter for Fox down in Detroit, actually interviewed people in Wayne County that this happened to in the last election, 2022. That was the midterm election for governor, state senate, all the state reps, etc. Now, very interesting next step in this process. Before you contact the prosecutor's office, you allow the sheriff deputy to turn in his complaint. They will have a detective, an investigator, contact you about your complaint. You explain to him again exactly what you put in the police report. I asked for an absentee ballot. I was mailed an absentee ballot. I didn't use it. I didn't even open it. I went to my polling place on election day and they told me I had voted already and I wasn't allowed to vote. I did not vote, is what you tell the officer when taking your police report. Here's my absentee ballot in pristine condition. You keep that. That is your evidence. Now, the next step is for the sheriff, investigator, detective to contact you to investigate this. They'll go to the clerk's office. They'll ask the clerk, well, who voted for this person? They have no idea. Perhaps it was a ballot that was dropped off in an absentee ballot drop box. Vicki and I were in Boyne City on Saturday. We got to meet Christy Rogers, Mike Rogers' wife, at the Veterans Park. Vicki got her picture taken with her. We explained this to Christy Rogers, and she went, oh my God, you got to be kidding. This is really happening here in your state of Michigan, our state of Michigan, in your county, is the way she said it. No, it didn't happen in our county, but we've heard it happening down in Wayne County. Just wanted to make sure you and Mike were fully aware of it. Thank you. We appreciate the information. We'll have our people check into it. Now, the next step is very critical. It has to do with then what happens when the sheriff's office is done with the investigation. What do they do with it? You have to call your local county prosecutor. Tell them you filed a police report on election day. The deputy came and took your report. They've done the investigation. They contacted you. You believe they've contacted the clerk. And you want to prosecute somebody for identity theft. That burden falls on his office, his prosecutor staff, to prosecute somebody for a crime that took place. Your identity was stolen. You weren't allowed to vote on election day, even though you requested an absentee ballot. You never opened it. You never used it. You never surrendered it. Somebody replaced your ballot and voted for you in your name. Now, it's very simple. Legal standing requires damages. Damages are attributable to sources of money that was spent in the handling of this election. It puts the burden on the sheriff's office and the prosecutor's office to do the research to determine damages that you were entitled to as a result of this identity theft. There's various ways of doing that. There's various ways to determine the amount of money, actual damages, you were damaged by this identity theft. Somebody steals your identity and applies for a car loan, and they get a vehicle as a result. It's a finite dollar amount that you were damaged because of the theft of your identity. They take a mortgage out on your house. They get the proceeds. There's actual damages there. Well, there's a whole long line of potential ways of getting to dollar amounts that you were actually damaged. This gives you legal standing to file then asking a judge for an injunction to not certify the election in your county. Identity theft took place. Your constitutional right to vote was taken away from you. You did not get to cast a vote, a ballot. Guess what? At that point in time, they can't certify the election. Very, very interesting. And the result of that causes an investigation, an audit of your local township, city, or village clerk's elections from top to bottom. Qualified voter files, poll books, ballot applications, the ballots themselves. If they feel that there's enough people potentially choosing to do this for this upcoming election, it's enough of a threat to stop them from casting what's called ghost ballots. Ghost ballots are three types of people listed in the poll book. The easiest one to be able to verify is dead people. When you die, a death certificate is filed with the clerk's office in the county where you reside, or perhaps the county where you died. If you die in Florida, let's say in the winter months, you're a snowbird. Your death certificate signed by a medical examiner, cause of death, date and time of death, is sent to the local clerk where you died. But they also contact the other clerk where you normally live, where you're registered to vote. And they file a copy of that death certificate there. Number two, ghost voter, people who no longer live in your county. They used to live there. They used to be registered to vote there, but they no longer live there. Somehow, some way, they're still on the qualified voter files that haven't been cleaned up yet. And then lastly, they voted for you because you didn't show up and vote early enough on election day, so they thought they'd vote for you. Determining financial damages, final segment of today's first hour. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this hour. I'm playing with the video, trying to get it to play, and I'm having difficulties with that. So I will get that worked out during the break and play it for you in the next hour, probably at 10:35. I apologize. Technology did not cooperate. I was queuing up the video to play it for you here in the final segment. But we'll get into that information and make sure that we explain the wrap-up. Legal standing, financial damages of identity theft that will trigger a full-blown investigation into the elections at your local city, township, or village, clerk's office, polling places, ballots, poll books, qualified voter files. Because if dead people are voting and people who no longer live in your county or people are voting for you because you requested an absentee ballot, you did not use it, but somebody else voted in your name, we have got to clean up the qualified voter files once and for all. And this process that I'm describing is a way to get an investigation with legal standing based on identity fraud triggered in your county. Now, another little technique that some of these clerks, unbeknown to them, what they've been asked to do by secretaries of state running the election statewide, telling local clerks to inform their election inspectors to do this on your ballot. You didn't request an absentee ballot. You didn't want to participate potentially in this test. You fully plan to vote on election day, 9 weeks from today, on November the 5th. You walk in, you have your photo ID with you, perhaps your voter registration card, you fill out an application for a ballot, you turn it in, they look you up in the poll book, they compare signatures, the application for the ballot, the driver's license signature, and what's in the poll book based on when you registered to vote, all the signatures match up. They hand you a ballot. Now, little technique is for them to perhaps ask you, and this is especially true when it came to our party primary elections. Remember August 6th? Are you going to vote Republican or Democrat? You need to stay on one side of the ballot or the other. You can't mix and match. You have to stay home on your party. Well, I'm going to vote Republican. Great. They might put a mark on the right side of the ballot for Republican. Or they, if you say Democrat, they might put a mark on the left side of the ballot. Not for Democrat, but for liberal. Those are the two words I came up with for right and left. Right is Republican, left is liberal. Or they might just put a check mark that they asked you the question at the top of the ballot. If the poll worker, the election inspector, marks your ballot in any way, shape, or form, if your ballot is not absolutely 100% pristine when they hand it to you, ask for another ballot. Well, why, Mr. Bishop, why would you require another ballot? Because you just marked on my ballot. Oh, well, that's just to verify whether you're a Republican or Democrat. That we asked you the question, so we put a little check mark. That's what the clerk told us to do. Sorry, I'm not voting on that ballot. Spoil it and give me another one and don't touch it. Don't mark it. Why? Any mark on your ballot, if it's not directly inside of an oval, sends your ballot to adjudication. What is adjudication? Somebody has to put their eyeballs on your ballot to determine intent. This is exactly how write-in candidates' ballots are checked. Somebody files an affidavit of identity to do a write-in campaign. They tell you to color in the oval and write my name in. Make sure you spell it correctly. By writing in the name, other than coloring in the oval, you just triggered your ballot to be adjudicated. Somebody must put their eyes on your ballot on the electronic scan that you fed into the tabulator machine to determine what it is you wanted to do as that write-in line is filled in by you. Or some poll worker, election inspector, put a check mark or an R or a D or something on your ballot. That triggers adjudication as well. Now, you don't intend to write in any candidate. You voted straight party ticket. It still causes your ballot to be adjudicated. When you mark straight party ticket, you don't actually go through the time of coloring in the ovals for each Republican or Democrat. That ballot can be filled in the adjudication process. We got Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig coming on in the next half hour. We'll wrap this up on the other side of the bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to Trucker Randy Health.